That was back in 2009 when the Varroa incursion has set up in the Highlands PNG. The initial work was on Varroa, and they did some work, especially the government. I was also involved in the initial survey. And once the survey was done up to the Mandi, Southern Highlands province, and that's where we initially discovered that there was a tropic lilac mite in that part of the country. And that was a very isolated incident. Had the government or the team during that time was, there was the BE program with the National DAL office. And we had a regional office up in Garuka, Eastern Islands, that was running the BE program. When they saw tropic lilac, they would have done something about it. But it is basically the lack of knowledge that they had during the time to for control. Actually, nothing was done. Up to about just about 7 years after, in 2014, we begin to realize that it has spread further down to Western Islands and Simbu. And in 2015, January, we discovered the mite in Eastern Islands. So the mite is spreading, and it is actually spreading through movement of beehives that a couple of farmers are taking around. What is happening is Eastern Islands farmers are taking their beehives because it's not doing well here. And just to build up the bee numbers, they have to take it back to Simbu province and then put it there to build up the numbers before they bring it back into Eastern Islands. And at the same time, while the mite was here, we have a distribution center here in Garoka, Eastern Islands province. So this is a place where we call it the home of honey, bees and honey, where distribution center is Garoka, Eastern Islands. Eastern Islands province of government are the ones that actually through a little subsidiary company called PNG Beekeeping Supplies. They're the ones that actually, they're the only ones in the country that supplies bee materials and stuff. So that have been, in terms of distribution throughout the country, in which we are now seeing it, is that they have distributed bees and bee materials around the country, and that's the only way they have to distribute tropic lilacs.
In terms of treating the infestation, then, are you able to look at that one distribution site and maybe cut off the infestation there, or do you need to get the message to individual bee farmers to not to take their hives from place to place, to find some other way of perhaps, you know, finding better flowers or whatever the reason is that they need to move their hives?
We need to do a lot of awareness. We need to do a lot more of effort in putting into providing right and appropriate information to the growers. At this point in time, awareness is not that very effective. So we need to get awareness. In order to do awareness, it's going to cost a lot of money. In countries like PNG, where topography is such that in order to get the message to honey farmers who are quite isolated, for example, up in Bundi, places which is further inland, that can only be accessed by aeroplanes. So our awareness really need to step up. Awareness currently is very, very negligible in terms of tropic lilac mites and ways of controlling it. We're using electronic media like radio and all the others to talk about beehives, but the farmer really needs to have a faster information by a brochures, list, some form of information where they can get, but they're not readily available.
If the farmers are taking their honey to a place to be sold, couldn't they get their information at that spot, perhaps? Because it's obviously hard for you to get to them if they're in remote areas, but the other way around, they've got to get their honey to some centre somehow. Wouldn't that be the ideal spot to actually tell them about the problem and how to deal with it?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. That's a good mode of like the information can be made readily available. Like I said, it's the funding constraints that is currently gripping the coffee industry to provide appropriate information at the spot of honey sales. Farmers bring mostly honey into Garoka, and it is a suitable place where we could make information available. But I've said government is not taking a real, although the minister declared this is area in the Highlands. From then on, government has not taken a serious concern on trying to fund the work of honey and the pests and diseases that we are facing currently. Completely no money from the government at this point in time. Coffee industry has not received any money from the government.
And yet it does pose a genuine threat to the honey industry and, in fact, the coffee industry because of pollination issues. So, you know, surely the fact that the country is losing money should be enough of a message to the government to help out.
All these things have been given to the government. We have provided all the information to the government to help support. Because of the pollination services, we know that in places where honeybee is there, you know, crops produce twice and three times more than, you know, normal without bees in the area. Farmers have seen all these productivity issues, and they have firsthand seen productivity in their crop. Coffee is the same thing, and all the other crops in PNG. But government has not taken any notice on this, although we have provided all the information to the government that they should support coffee industry, who will then support farmer awareness and farmer training on the management aspect of it. We have not received anything, but quite recently we're trying to work with ACIR, which is the research arm of the DFAT, assisting developing countries' agricultural research opportunities. So we're working with them, trying to get a project up to look at the management. But that's only what we can try to work out the best management strategies for cropping lilac and mite. If that project comes through, that will help us at least to see where we can manage beehives so we can minimize the impact of cropping lilacs. But from the government to support us, they need to come good. But government's facing financial constraints, right? One time they can't even help. But so we're trying to ask if there's any people out there who can help.
You mentioned DFAT. So the fact that you've already approached an organisation overseas makes me wonder if you contacted the people who import the honey and, in fact, also PNG coffee, could they get a message perhaps to the government to try and help, you know, trigger the sense of urgency that you're saying there is?
Most of the honey currently produced in the countries, we cannot meet the local demand. The local demand is much higher than the export markets that we normally have been producing in the past for export market in Europe. Hardly our honey gets to Australia, but I think through the Asia project, we're going to get one of the honey buyer or honey buyers in Australia to work with us so that they can then raise some issues to the government. But currently, we're producing only about 40 tons, 30 to 40 tons of honey in the country, but demand for honey in the country is up to about 200 tons in the country per year.